بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, few things you need to understand when changing mindset. A lot of people said they benefited from my video about mindset. So, number one, where does the change come from? Well, it comes from revelation. You have to understand that nothing in Islam should be done just because so-and-so said it, or this person makes sense, or he's got a good talk, or whatnot. Okay? Mindset comes from knowledge. Once you know who is Allah and what is revelation, who is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then that qualifies you to start changing your mind. Qualifies you to be a believer, to be able to make change. Number two, once you internalize the knowledge and you start acting upon it, that's where the mindset will come. You cannot just change your mindset just like that. Okay, now I'm going to start acting. No, it's a process that deals with so knowledge number one and then application of knowledge number two. And last but not least, know that you're not going to reach a plateau and you're just going to stay there. It's an ongoing process. And that's why throughout the Quran, one of the greatest sifat of a believer or attributes of a believer under different categories, different words, is patience, sabr, istiqama, you know, to be able to maintain. Because know that you're not just going to be able to always feel good or always be positive. There's going to be days when you're going to be hit hard. And that's the point. So knowledge, internalization of knowledge, then application, and then patience to stay on that. You know, sometimes you're going to fall below and you're going to keep going. Then you change your mindset. Changing mindset, I would say, is changing and maintaining mindset and fighting and struggling to stay within the mindset that Allah and His Messenger want us to stay. Inshallah, to bring Islam, to bring light to this world, to change this world for the sake of Allah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.